Without any delay, let's go to from the New York State Police, Trooper Jim O'Callaghan. Jim, what do you have for us in terms of how the young lady was recovered and every circumstance of the ending of the Amber Alert?
No, absolutely. Thanks, guys, for having me on. This was a good result. It was a safe recovery. It was a tip that had come in. We looked into it, and they were all located in the town of Farmersville, all in good health, without incident, and the vehicle was located as well. Now, since then, we have to depose all individuals and parties involved. We have to collect evidence, and that could take a while, and then put a packet together for the district attorney, and then the district attorney will review all that information and come up with appropriate charges for the individuals involved.
Are you prohibited from giving us many specifics because of the young age of at least two of the individuals involved?
One's 18, one's 16. They could both be criminally charged. The 16-year-old is typically covered under Youthful Offender Act, but if it's a felony, that would be lifted. But right now, I'm not going to speculate on possible charges until the district attorney reviews the case and then charges are set by the district attorney's office.
Can you tell us the circumstances surrounding the actual apprehension or arrest that took place?
It was a tip called in. Luckily, we had a lot of patrol, actually quite a few patrol units in that area, and they immediately went to that location and located the vehicle, located the three individuals, and they were taken into custody without any incident. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for that safe resolve, and fortunately, that's what we got today.
Were they aware that an Amber Alert had been issued?
I do not know, only because once it was canceled, once they told me that they were in custody safely, and the vehicle and that was located, I didn't have time to stay on the phone, to be honest with you, with them to get any of the particulars.
Understood. Do we have any idea, or do you have any idea, as to the motive at this point?
We don't have any idea as the motive is at this point, but as things start to unravel and as we start to depose everybody, I would assume that we would come up to the where, what, who, why, what was going on, why did you do this? And those are the type of things that an ongoing investigation will reveal, and we'll see where that takes us and see where the criminal charges will be imposed on that.
Other than the motor vehicle theft and the motor vehicle being recovered, were any firearms recovered?
We are still doing that because we don't want to just open the vehicle up. I mean, we want to make sure this is done correctly with different tools that we have from the district attorney's office to collect evidence correctly. So those are items that, as much as we want to go in there and grab them, as long as the individuals didn't have a firearm on them when they were taken into custody, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for their safety. We're looking for our safety. So at that time, when it comes to evidence collecting, that's the type of stuff that we're going to have to go through the numbers. It's sometimes daunting, but it's the correct way to do things.
Were they outside the vehicle when apprehended, and are you waiting for the search warrant before you can go into that truck?
Correct. That's where they were, outside the vehicle when they were apprehended.
Well, yeah, this is about as good an ending as we could possibly have hoped for. So thank you for keeping the public aware, and thank you to the public and all the tips that came in. What makes a good tip from a bad tip? Do you kind of have a suspicion when you get something? Is it that you've heard other tips that kind of are in the same maybe zip code, and you're like, okay, this is something we can work with?
There's no great way to fleece a good tip from a bad tip until you're actually boots on the ground. You start talking, you start doing an interview, and you see how much tangible information or how credible that information is until you start asking a lot more questions with the individual who called the tip in.
So this is some good police work in conjunction with help from the community.
Yes, that's
awesome.
What is in the and like we were talking about earlier today with you guys is does the Amber Alert work? In this case, yes, it did.
Well, a better question is, do we get any credit for putting you on the air moments before it ended?
I will have to ask them if they.
Yeah, we're gonna use you as our spokesman.
Well, then we might actually move up to number 62 on the list of the nation's best talk show hosts. Jim, I know that in your role as this spokesperson for the New York State Police, you like to give credit to other agencies if and where applicable, and I don't want them to call you and rag on you tonight. So are there other agencies you'd like to send a shout out to who were instrumental in bringing this thing to a peaceful resolution?
Absolutely. We have, you know, every county in the western New York area, because all of their 911 controlled from the sheriff's departments on down to the local PDs. We're talking Cattaraugus, Erie, you know, Chautauqua, all the southern Allegheny and New York State Park Police. We did use some aviation through us. And actually, it's every local law enforcement agency stepped up, and we're able to provide any assistance we need, and we're very grateful for that. And we live in a great community with policing that work well together, and we're very fortunate with that.
Jim, I was surprised before when you talked about aviation units, because I've been under the understanding, and possibly erroneous, that the state police no longer uses aircraft for speed enforcement. Is that correct?
I don't know where we land as far as speed enforcement and aviation. I know that was done years ago through a program. But I don't believe we've done that in quite some time, but not to say that it still doesn't happen in portions of the state.
Okay, understood. So you do actually still have the New York State Police Aviation Unit?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. We have an aviation unit for things like this, for a missing persons or a person in the woods, maybe kids lost in the woods, or even getting, if we have a suspect, we do repel our canines. We do repel our SWAT team from the helicopter. These are all things that we do day to day, even our divers. Our divers are flown out sometimes, and they will just jump right off of that thing into water.
Trooper O'Callaghan, we know that you're a very, very busy guy with a lot of people who want to talk to you, so we appreciate your time very, very much. Trooper Jim O'Callaghan with the New York State Police, we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much, guys.